The church has always been part and parcel of our power. With the adoption of the treaty principles and the giving up of our barbaric practices and cannibalism, the adoption of Christianity became part and parcel of our belief systems and was incorporated within us. And so when you look at a whakatauaki that came from one of the leading chiefs of Kaiapoi Pa as well, Tira Morehu, who in 1857, when objecting against the Crown's behaviour, because they didn't comply with the principles of the treaty, he said, "This is the love that was laid upon their governors, that the nation be made one, that the commandments be made one, that the law be made one, and that the white skin be made one, and that he be made just equal with the brown skin, that we might all enjoy a peaceable life." Now that's telling them something, because we gave up cannibalism to accept the principles of Christianity. The Anglican Church had a profound influence on our people, and so Christianity was adopted in preference to utu, kiti utu, or revenge, vengeance all the time. And so Christianity has played perhaps the biggest part in changing our kawa and tikanga. You can't change whakapapa, which is basically what kawa is about. But tikanga gives rise to grace, charm and dignity. And so we've always had that opportunity of developing and improving our behaviour patterns, belief systems and all that. It takes a while. I mean, I spoke to my grandparents, my pōs, and I used to ask them about their pōs. They were cannibals. It's not long ago.